Hi, it's early afternoon and I'm having a late lunch and I've come to one of my favourite cafes on Boundary Street in West End in Brisbane. And amongst all of these specialty stores and cafes, lots of cafes and fruit shops and bakeries and all of that mad eclectic stuff that you find in one of inner Brisbane's really interesting suburbs, is one of the new kids on the block. Well, relatively new anyway. It's the Jam Jar. And I'm talking with Jamie Simmons, who's a co-owner, but he's also very interested in bringing live performance to the Jam Jar. In fact, he's already done so. And today, I'm talking with Jamie about his plans for the Jam Jar. So, I'm talking to Jamie Simmons, who's recently back from Melbourne, but he's actually a Brisbane boy. What brought you back here, Jamie, and what's your vision for what Jam Jar might be?
I came back up to open up a cafe with my mum 5 years ago. Wasn't planning on hanging around Brisbane, but it kind of just led to one thing to another. Came across this site, absolutely loved it. Really wanted to promote graph art and stencil art within Brisbane, because there is none at all. And then sort of got thinking about sort of other opportunities that Jam Jar could sort of do and all the rest. And everyone turned around to me and said, you know, are you going to have live music here? And I thought, well, no, because everyone does live music. You know, I like to sort of promote the other arts and all the rest. And that's when I thought, well, you know, little performance pieces and all the rest. They were originally just going to be little sort of 5-10 minute pieces at the end of a dinner service, every, you know, once every 3 weeks as a surprise. And then we decided to develop it into actual a theatre night.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay, now notice on the blackboard outside, it says theatre night, August the 16th, that's next Tuesday. You've already had one. And there's another one coming up. And your programme for the night is a short play by local writer Rob Adams called Plants Are the Worst. And then you've got a performance by Andrea Maria Lamb, a Bollywood-style performance. Yeah. And then you've also got, and this is what's really intriguing to me, a young vaudeville artist, Daniel Oldacre from Melbourne, who's doing a piece, Oldacre Antics. That's quite an eclectic mix for the night. And I know that you're theming the food. The kitchen is bringing out dishes that will go with each of those performances, which sounds fantastic. A really sort of innovative idea for performance in town.
Well, we want to, I mean, we want to give people an overall experience. Instead of just coming along and checking out sort of like one theatre piece and all the rest, because Jam Jar is all about food, drink, think.
So food, drink, think.
Food, drink, think, yeah. So come in, have some food, have a drink, and get you thinking a little bit, you know, sort of step outside the normal box of a dining experience.
Okay.
And that's why we decided to go with the whole matching up sort of like the food with the acts and all the rest. So it's one big theatrical experience.
So you're getting your chef also to exercise his imagination.
Absolutely.
Based upon the performance,
Absolutely.
Now, how many people can you accommodate in Jam Jar for the performance?
For the sit-down three-course meal, we can accommodate about 47. And then we can accommodate another 10 for stand-up.
That's good.
Just drinks only,
And they pay $10 and stand and watch the performance.
Exactly.
So that's next Tuesday. But you've also got open mic nights and slam poetry too.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. What's your plan there and how are they going?
Yeah, I'm going good. Our first one is this Sunday on the 14th. Mm-hmm. Starts at 3 o'clock. We've got Joel Wistick from TZU. And the idea is to actually, because I came across slam poetry for the first time probably about 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Oh, it's wild stuff.
It completely blew me away, blew me away. So I fell in love with it. And I thought, you know, it'd be really nice to do something here, but instead of with mics and music in the background and things like that, it's just completely raw.
Right.
So no microphones, no nothing. So yeah, I've got Jolly Six from TZU. I've got Doubting Thomas and Darkwing Doves, who are two amazing slam poets. Absolutely incredible.
So that's this Sunday,
this
the 13th?
Sunday. Yeah, the 14th.
14th, sorry.
Yeah, 14th. The 14th, that's okay. So that starts at 3 o'clock. And plus, also, we're going to have an open mic session.
Terrific. Okay, now, we've only got a minute or so to go. Why should we come along? What's so great about Jam Jar?
Oh, it's just unique. It's just a unique place in Brisbane.
Unique.
Yeah.
All right, it is actually. I can't think of any other place that does it quite like this.
Yeah, we just want people to come here, sort of have a look at Brisbane and help try to change it into a more theatrical space.